Bible Fellowship Church Lights to Talk Ministry. Excited about having an opportunity just to share with you. I was looking at Judges chapter 10, picking up at verse 6. The people of Israel again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal and Asherah, the god of Syria, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of Amorites, the gods of the Philistines, and they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. I realized a couple weeks ago I was in Judges, and so I was looking back. We had Judges 8, and so I just kind of kept on going, did Judges 10 for a little bit farther. You know, you get 18 years of they're going to be in oppression. And I guess I've just been reminded of the battle that we're in and the opportunities for us to serve. When you read in Judges 10, the word God is all small g God. And so it's a reminder of the battle that's going on for the things that are not going to meet our needs, small g gods that are involved in our lives, and just kind of trying to keep my own heart aware of that, make us aware of it as a family, you know, the group that gathers on the Friday to read, to listen to the Let's Talk. No one of the things that we're identifying, that we're aware of, that might not necessarily be concerned about, but just they're on our radar. We're watching those things in our own individual hearts. And I think the important part of it, this is, and they forsook the Lord and did not serve him. So it wasn't like the nation of Israel said, well, let's just step in this a little bit. They're like, you know what, God, we don't want to have anything to do with you. We're going to forsake you and we're going to wholeheartedly serve these other gods, these small g gods. I'm sure over the years you've probably listened to Casting Crowns, and it's a slow fade song that they put together a while back. And just a reminder to us, the little steps that could lead to very big steps, being aware of those steps. And if we're not careful, we will forsake the Lord and we will serve those other gods. And what's neat is God is going to go after the nation of Israel. If you look at verse 7, it says, so the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines, into the hand of the Amorites. And they crushed and oppressed the people of Israel that year. For 18 years, they oppressed all the people of Israel who were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites. So God's going to say, all right, you know what, Israel, go ahead, make your choice. But God's not going to leave Israel there. God's going to make sure that there's an opportunity for the nation of Israel in the midst of pain to come back to their Savior, come back to their God. And so 18 years, they're going to be oppressed. They're going to be suffered. And it's also just a good reminder, small g gods don't provide hope and life and power. They provide oppression, destruction, the crushing of who you are as a person. So the nation of Israel, when they said, God, we're done, and they forsook God, that basically led them into punishment and destruction. And now they're serving gods that aren't capable of helping them. Really, those gods aren't going to provide hope. They're going to provide destruction. And so the nation of Israel walked right into that. And God eventually will bring them back out. And the people are going to cry out to God in verse 10. And they've sinned against God. And God's going to make a way for them to come back. I don't know where you are today, but I would encourage you to be careful in the world that you live in to identify the small g gods in your own heart and life. Once those are identified, I think it would be really neat for us to go ahead and say, you know what, God, I need to ask for forgiveness because I'm serving this small g God. And so that'll get us opportunity to go in a different direction. And so there's just a war raging. And so I wanted us to be aware. Father, thank you for the opportunity to have your word that's left here for us and the opportunity to think about it and process it and then make some very, you know, fun decisions because we know we have our hope in you. And then there's other times that, you know, we kind of get stuck. And so we go to the small g gods, and then you wake us back up and identify in our hearts that this is sin. And then we get the opportunity to go in a different direction. So thank you for loving us and bringing us back to you over and over again. We love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.